Welcome back to the Hairball John Radio Show. Joining us this week from the road is Europe vocalist Joey Tempest. Welcome to the show, Joey.
Thank you very much. Glad to be part of the show.
Joey, you're out on the road right now in America, actually, supporting the first studio disc that we've had from Europe in 14 years. So give me an idea of what led to Europe getting back together and producing Start From The Dark.
Yeah, we sort of always stayed in touch with each other and sent our solo albums to each other and spoke on the phone, and everybody was playing different bands. I was doing solo albums. John Oram was doing solo albums. So we always kind of knew that we would do this again. The timing, though, was hard to predict, but we did a show together on Millennium Eve in Stockholm. It was outdoors. It was just before midnight, and it was like 500,000 people out in the streets, and we played Final Countdown just before midnight. And I remember the rehearsal for that show, it just was sparks flying, and we were just, this is great, we have to do it again. And then it was just a matter of putting things together, ending solo contracts and starting writing new songs. And it's great to be playing with John again, and it's a good feeling.
It's interesting that you mentioned the timing, because I think right now the timing is perfect for Europe to have a new disc come out, especially Start From The Dark, because in my opinion, and for what it's worth, is that it's one of the most aggressive releases you guys have ever done. The music, the lyrics, and the vocals definitely have quite a bit of an attitude-type swagger to them. So what was the mindset when you guys were recording this? Were you like, okay, we're going to make a real statement when we're coming back with this?
Yeah, we wanted, of course, to make a statement and do exactly what we wanted to do. But the main thing was we started from nothing. So we started from dark. We wanted this to sound like the first album we made. And when we were rehearsing and started writing, it was just, we just followed our instincts. I remember the first few songs was John Norum gave me a few riffs. I was sitting there in London. He sent me some riffs and I saw something. I heard something in that, and I thought, this could be something. So I sort of wrote melodies and lyrics around those riffs, and I sent it back to him, and that's how it started. And those were the heavier tracks. So that's Start From The Dark we started with, and Gotta Have Faith. So in a way, it's just something that happened naturally from the spark between us, really.
It's the Hairball John Radio Show, and we're talking with Europe vocalist Joey Tempest. And Joey, one of the elements that I really like about Start From The Dark is that you guys have been gone for so long, and you came back with an album that it's aggressive, but it's very true to Europe. It doesn't seem contrived. It doesn't seem like you're trying to fit in with radio play nowadays. It's just a great, solid rock disc. Was that intentional?
Well, that's good, but I suppose being in the business, we listen to other bands and we listen to what's going on. And we didn't do so many changes sound-wise. I mean, that's how John likes his guitar to sound, and Ian likes his drums that way. But what we thought of was simple things like, okay, 2000. I mean, what sounds good in our ears? You know, dry up the mix. Don't put too many echoes and delays and stuff, and don't sample things like they did in the 80s, like we did in the 80s. And don't, you know, just be really fresh and keep it real. So we did it quite fast as well. It was 40 days and 40 nights in the studio with rehearsal, recording, and mixing. So we wanted to make a moment in time. This is what we're at, where we're at right now, and you know, people can like it or not like it, you know?
Joey, when we're talking about the modern radio and kind of the sound with the bands, one of the things I noticed is that you have a track on the new disc, Start From The Dark. It's called Song Number 12. And one of the things I noticed about that is that it has a very strong Europe, but also it has a kind of a sound of like Audio Slave to it, which is refreshing, and it sounds kind of cool to it.
We do tend to like those bands like Velvet Revolver and Audio Slave because they have a modern touch, but they also have one foot in the classic rock vein. You know, they probably listen to some Black Sabbath or Led Zeppelin or maybe even bands like we like Thin Lizzy and stuff. But they have that. It's sort of the sound is very in your face, and it's kind of a modern sound as well. Yeah, we do like those bands, and that song in particular. Let me see, John had the riff. He sent it to me. I worked on some melodies. I reworked it a bit, and then we met in the studio in rehearsal and tried it. The lyrics were written last minute. I remember in the studio, we had some fun with that track. It's got a good swagger to it.
It's the Hairball John Radio Show. We're talking with Europe vocalist Joey Tempest. And Joey, why don't we take a break here, and how about you lead us into your favorite track off of Start From The Dark?
Well, my favorite at the moment, I think, is Flames. It's because it's been working tremendous live, and the audience have taken to it. I read on our website that they love this track, and we have a great connection with the audience with the track, just like we have with the Final Countdown when we play it live. And so, yeah, that's one of my favorites right now.
Then let's go with that. This is the Harebell John Radio Show. This is Flames off of Start from the Dark from Europe. The pass is back to Kick Your Ass with Brand New Europe. Welcome back to the Harebell John Radio Show. We're talking with Europe vocalist Joey Tempest. And Joey, the new disc is Start from the Dark, and it's available in all your fine record stores and online. And I've always enjoyed classic Europe, and we play a fair amount of it right here on the Harebell John Radio Show. Taking a look back at your career, what would you say is a high point for yourself with Europe?
Well, it's been a lot of things. We've been touring around the world. I have to say, Top of the Pops was great in England, you know, number one here in England for the first time. It was tremendous. It was a lot of fun. The first U.S. tour we did, I will never forget it. We really love touring in America. We see it as a young country, and we see it as a country that was built more on concerts, more on rock and roll, and we see it as very fluent and easy. It's a pleasure to tour there. We always talk about that, and we're looking forward to get that feeling back, going back there again. Other highlights, Millennium Eve was fantastic. We played Final Countdown just before midnight. Those are a few things.
And as you mentioned, you've done some extensive touring over the years. Is there one tour package that you were a part of, or a band that you toured with, that really stands out as a really good time in your life?
Well, I think it was 88, 89, we did tour with Def Leppard, and they were number one with Pour Some Sugar on Me. We were supporting them, and it was a summer tour, and it was absolutely amazing. The partying and all the girls, and it was crazy. I mean, we saw America in the summer. Everybody was having a great time. The Flapper was doing fantastically well, and we were just along for the ride and meeting a lot of great fans in America. That's a great memory for us.
There were girls at a Def Leppard show, Joey?
I don't know. How did that happen? Why did they go there?
It's the Harebell John Radio Show. We're talking with Europe vocalist Joey Tempest. And Joey, you have quite a few albums in your past catalog, and I'm sure you're performing some of those hits live now when you're touring here in the U.S. and abroad. What is the song from your past that you really enjoy performing live?
All right. On the last tour, we've been on the road now for almost a year and around the world, and the songs that we carry with us from the old catalog. I do like Girl from Lebanon. It's a track from Prisoners in Paradise. I do love playing that track live. Also, another track that really goes down well is Yesterday's News, which gets everybody moving. And, you know, other tracks we play, Wings of Tomorrow is fun. Superstitious, of course. I mean, that's got a great... swagger now with the band, because we detuned a bit, we groove a little bit more. That song's really fantastic to play as well.
Why don't we go into some classic Europe here, and we'll play some Superstitious. It's the Harebell John Radio Show. We'll be back talking with Joey Tempest, vocalist from Europe. In the meantime, the pass is back to Kick Your Ass, Superstitious from Europe. It's the Harebell John Radio Show. We're talking with Europe vocalist Joey Tempest. The new disc is Start from the Dark. And Joey, you've embarked on a U.S. tour, and I know that times have changed quite a bit in the past 14 years, and the U.S. industry is not as receptive or as lucrative as it used to be in the late 80s, early 90s. I know that it's also very expensive for bands to come over as a complete band and tour in the U.S. From your point of view, what is the drive to try and get out there and tour in the U.S. no matter the expense?
Well, it's important for us to just come back and say hello. Even if we play smaller places like House of Blues venues, which actually I've been to... I've been to a few in America, and they are kind of cool to play. So we're looking forward to the actual venues as well. But it is difficult. We need to just go out there and show that this band can play. We're just eager and we're hungry to do this, and we want to meet American fans again. And hopefully it'll lead to another tour, and that's all we can do, you know. That's so, what can we say? It's the first time in a long time.
Well, personally, I'm glad that you made it over here, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you. And so what are the plans for 2005 now? What does the rest of the year hold for Europe?
2005, we'll do in America, and then we'll go back and do England, We do London again, and we do some other dates out in the UK. We do Scotland, a couple of gigs in Scotland. And we'll finish off with a festival gig in Belgium on the 21st of May. And that takes us a year of touring, really, because we started in Sweden in May last year, and then we've done Scandinavia, Europe twice, and Japan, and now America, UK. So we've done really a lot of shows in a year, and then we're going to take a few months. We might do a few off gigs. We might do a festival here and there just to keep playing. But other than that, we're starting writing, and our hopes is to record the new album. Start from the Dark, obviously, is the new album, but it'll be the next one, and we'll start working on that in the summer and in the autumn, and hopefully we can get it out next year.
Well, I know I'm being greedy, because I'm very much enjoying Start from the Dark, but I look forward to more music from Europe, because you have been missed, and the current disc, Start from the Dark, is definitely a triumphant return for you. Why don't we go ahead and let's wrap things up. I appreciate taking the time to talk with me, Joey. How about you pick what you feel is the best, most characteristic track off of Start from the Dark?
I think a good track is the title track. Lately I've been listening to it quite a lot, and this track's got great riff, great energy, good melodies, and it gets me moving. And it's called Start from the Dark.
Very cool. This is definitely one of the tunes that you can also hear the swagger in that says Europe is back. Thank you for being part of the show, Joey, and I wish you all the luck in the world with your overseas tour and also the new disc that will be coming out hopefully around 2006. Man, thanks for being part of the show.
All right. Thank you.